tonight. Dean Lester now joins us to preview the meeting. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, good, thanks, Nards.
What do you make of tonight?
Yeah, I agree with Sam. I think rail out five and the track playing relatively firm, you'd have to think that on pace will be the place to be tonight.
Let's have a look at it. The first race is up at 15.23. You can take out the 10. The latest tab market has got number one Blue Bear at 5.50. Rate the Cabinet 4.60. River Reward at 5. Down to Vanishing Point at 5.50. You've got the Queen's Walk, who is the current favourite at $4.40.
Yeah, and look, it's a fairly low-grade maiden, a four-year-old and upwards maiden, a real chance for one of these. And I think number three, Raid the Cabinet's only had the three starts, showing promise, got the capacity to probably get into a fairly reasonable spot in the run, and that effort last start was good behind Mr. So and So, and before that behind Ezian and a fast maiden at Donald. I think that form's good enough to beat 12, the Queen's Walk, who was going very nicely before the last run, hit the soft track and be a forgivable run there, can bounce back here. 6, Vanishing Point, can use barrier 1 to advantage, and 4, River Reward, ran quite well first up off a break. But I thought Raid the Cabinet each way might be the safest option. 3, 12, 6, 4.
3, 12, 6, and 4, currently 4.60 with the tab rate, the Cabinet, who's only had 3 prior race starts. We go to race 2. This is over 15.23 for fillies and mares. Take out runners 3 and 9. We've got number 2, Nimini Pimini at 5. Odds on is number 4, Red as the Rose at $1.95. With a bit of dash at $7, and Royal Applause is an $8 chance.
Yeah, I certainly don't want to bet against Red as the Rose. I think she's well enough found in the market, but she's going very well. The win at Benalla was good. The effort last start to Foxhall, excellent. Just has to run the extra 123 metres or so, but I think in front with the claim, hard to run down from 2, Nimini Pimini, who just keeps running good races, but it's over 2 years since she's won a race. I've put her in for second. 8-star Patriot seems to reserve her best racing for the Valley. She ran well here last start, and maybe 7, Royal Applause next best. But 4 deserves to be favourite, and she's the one to run down. 4, 2, 8, 7.
4, 2, 8, and 7 in the second. We go to the third over the mile. You can take out runners 3, 5, 6. Number 1, Aberdeen at 2.40. Down to 6 for Fontaine Lad, the 7. Number 8, Guzzo at 5. And then you've got Jolly's Cafe at 3.50.
Yeah, I think this is a really good race for Aberdeen. He's another one that seems to have a real liking for the Valley. His win here 2 starts back was good. His effort to Sebring Dream last time out was excellent. I think the small field helps, and for a small field, there's a nice bit of speed in the race with Jolly's Cafe and also first course involved. So I think he can get the drag into the race here and probably get the money to beat Jolly's Cafe, who's got 52 on his back after the claim. He's going to give a good sight for a long way up on the speed. 8, Guizzo. I think he needs everything to go right to run a strong 1,600 metres, but the big asset here is barrier 1, so he's going to do very little work in the run and get his chance, and maybe 7, Fontaine Lad, who'll be better when he gets over further, but he did win second up at the 1,600 last preparation. But I think Ebdian's the one to beat. 1, 9, 8, 7.
1, 9, 8, and 7 in race 3. Fourth event of the 2040. Taking out the 10. We've got number 1, Electric Fusion at 6. 4.40 Strong Hand. The Thugs at 7. Crafty Devil at 6. 8.50 for Crediton. Then you're down to Beach Life, who's a $4 chance.
Yeah, I like Beach Life here. Number 8, Nards as much as anything. He drops 4 kilos on that run last week at Geelong. Settled second. He couldn't run down the lead at Potemkin, but he chased hard, and it was a good, honest effort. And I think probably the longer trip's in his favour tonight. Crafty Devil. It's a pretty good win. It was a messy sort of race at Maui, but got the job done right on the line and can be competitive here. 1, Electric Fusion. He's back from the Maui Cup. He does go up a little bit in weight. Doesn't win out of turn, but there with a chance. And Strong Hand also comes through that Maui Cup and is a winner at Moonee Valley somewhere in the mix as well. But I thought Beach Life and Crafty Devil were the key players there. 8, 4, 1, 2.
8, 4, 1 and 2. Race 5, this is the opening leg of the quaddie. Scratchings here, runners 9, 10 and also the 12. We've got the 1 Big Reel at 8, down to Roy Alec at 4.40. 5 Liberty Songs at 7. You've got the 6 Pravro at $9. Wait for No One 3.70. Manahai Mischief at 8. And then you've got Grogan's Anvil at $9.50.
Yeah, I really think the Hayes Dabernick stable hold the key here, Nards. I think with Roy Alec and Wait for No One, Wait for No One's just drawn inside Roy Alec. But I think if they push hard, they'll get the top two spots, settle 1-2, and I think they can great chance of running 1-2. I'm going to go with Roy Alec. I think he's racing well. probably just sits outside, wait for no one, and it might be a little bit stronger late. There won't be a lot in it. Wait for no one's the three-year-old taking on the older horses, but he did that last start here and he ran very well. Six, Pravro, he's going to be out the back. If they overdo the speed, he's the best of the run-ons. And one, Big Reel, who's it's been a bit costly late in that he's a bit fluky at the start. If he begins cleanly, he can get a beautiful run here and run well. But he bombed the start at Cranbourne last start and gave himself no chance from there. 2, 7, 6, and 1.
So we go 2, 7, 6, and 1. Race 6, she can take out 1, 7, and 10. We've got number 2, Grandioso, at 5.50. Book build at 7.50. Then you're down to Prepare to Win at 6. My Unicorn at 4. Riverina Romance at $5.
Yeah, I'm looking to horse like Prepare to Win coming across and leading, and drawn just beside that horse is My Unicorn. I'm hoping they use her speed here, come across, sit outside the lead, and I think she'll be hard to beat. That win at Mowi was good. Her effort last start behind Easy Beast at Morpheville was sound, and I think she'll be hard to beat. Number 9 from 8, Prepare to Win, who's in good form. The Benalla win was sound and then really used her speed last time out and can be competitive again. 2, Grandioso, building his form this time in, can be competitive. And 3, Mastering, who's lightly raced, showing promise, looks next best. But I think 9 and 8 are the key runners here, Nards. 9, 8, 2 and 3.
9, 8, 2, 3. Race 7 over 2,500. You can take out runners 9, 14, 15 and 16. We've got number 1, Sherlock Holmes at 3.50, down to Ascot Red at 7, 4.20 for Golden Flag. And then you've got number 10, Almalita, who's a $5 chance.
I'm going to go with Sherlock Holmes, number 1. It was a bit of a surprise he settled so far back in position in running at Caulfield last start, but then you get the figures and they went along at such a fast speed that it was probably the most comfortable he could be settling back in the field. So getting out to the longer trip now, he had the blinkers on last start. Now he's out to a longer trip. I can envisage him being first 5 or 6 in the run and very hard to beat here. I think Golden Flag's the danger. He's going well, this horse. He's run at Bendigo 2 starts back with sound. He just missed last time out. Drops a little bit in weight here, and he's just getting better with racing. 4, Ascot Red, and 3, Zilbeer. There's not going to be a lot between them at the end of this race, as much the same as Geelong Cup Day last week. They were in a close finish, and I think they'll be around the mark again. But I think Sherlock Holmes gets his chance to break through here. 1, 6, 4, 3.
1, 6, 4, and 3, and then we go to the last race, 8, over the 1,200. Runners 1, 2, and 9 are out. We've got number 4, Modern Wonder, at 5. 5, Motown Lil, 3.60. 4.44, Selenia. And then you're down to She's Positive at $8.
Tricky finish to the program, Nards. I'm going with 7, Bruegel Rewarded, a bit of a price here. She won the Typhoon Tracy at this track and distance back in the autumn. She's had 4 runs back from a spell. Didn't have a lot of luck at Benalla. I thought she loomed up last start and maybe just peaked on her run. Barrier 1 gets a cheap run. I think she's over the odds. 6, Selenia. She's a stakes winner here. She won the Champagne Stakes about 13 months ago. She ran 3rd in that Typhoon Tracy 2 Bruegel Reward. First up, she was well in the betting. She failed behind Snitty Kitty, but pulled up a little bit lame after that run. She can bounce back here. 12, She's Positive, going well. She hasn't won for a while, but she's in the mix. And then further out to 5, Motown Lil, who I just think needs everything to go right to run a strong 1,200, but the draw is a real asset to her chances. 7, 6, 12 and 5.
7, 6, 12, 5. Your best roughy quaddie and also your play of the night.
Best will be race 3, number 1, Ebdian. Best value is the last. Race 8, number 7, and that is Bruegel Reward. Quaddie, first leg 1, 2, 6, 7, 8. Second leg 2, 3, 4, 8, 9. Third leg 1 and 6. And the last leg 4, 5, 6, 7 and 12. Play of the night will be a parlay 2, 3 on the win. Race 3, number 1, Ebdian. A win, race 7, number 1, Sherlock Holmes. And a win, race 8, number 7, Bruegel Reward.
Look forward to hearing your thoughts tomorrow morning as you dissect Derby Day. And it's probably got to be one of the most open Derby Day programs that we've seen in quite some time.
It's ridiculously tough, Nards. I mean, usually there's a good class. Standout runner in the McKinnon or a class runner in the Meyer. There's a little bit of relief. But, if you back a winner tomorrow, I think you'll probably win on the day.
Do you like anything? Is there anything that... I know it's hard to sort of tip a special on the program, but have you taken a missile?
As long as the on pace runners are going okay. I'm very keen on Global Glamour and the Maya. I think she'll really elevate off that run. I think that was a perfect first up run for her, and knowing that she can go a lot faster, I think she'll elevate off that race and win again tomorrow. You?
Oh, look, I just think it's way too tough. I'm still sort of working things out, but I must admit the Derby G, there's not much between those either, is there?
No, I think it'll come down to run of race, and I love the preparation that Tangled's had. I think he's just built with every run. He was probably a bit under in the Spring Champion, built again in the Caulfield Classic. I think Chris Waller's got the timing right with him.
Okay, good luck with it. Look forward to hearing what you've got to say tomorrow, Dean. Thank you.
Beauty. Thanks, Nancy.